It's, yes, 20 past seven now. Like many others this year, I took part in the Lincoln 10K, and I have to say I was quite tired at the end of that. And if you can't imagine running for the bus, let alone 6 miles, then have a think about this challenge. Tim Bridle from Grantham set himself a New Year's resolution. He vowed to run 10 kilometres every single day for a whole year. Well, we're now in July. Tim's halfway through his challenge, and our reporter David German's got his trainers on and is live in Grantham for us this morning. Can you keep up, David?
I can, because I've just tied him down. He's he's stationary here with me. We're just on the Guildhall in Grantham. It's Tim's halfway point in this challenge, as you say. What he's going to do today for us on the breakfast show is he's going to do his 10k live in the show, and he's going to do two loops. So actually, when we speak to him at around 10 to 8, he will be exactly halfway through the challenge. Tim's here with me, just warming up, doing a bit of stretching. Look, we said this at the start, this is madness. Have you changed your opinion halfway through?
I'm actually more excited about today. I feel like this is such a big landmark for me. I think I feel like I've done the hardest bit, really, because it gives me such a boost for the next half. I know what to expect, whereas in the first half, it's never been done before, and I didn't know what to expect. And I think the hardest point for me was around about in just doing the challenge was a third of the way through, thinking, God, I've still got to do three more of these, and I don't think I can do it, and it was really difficult.
You must have gone through all the emotions, laughing, crying?
Yeah, absolutely. Crying was with the food poisoning and still having to run it with food poisoning. But yeah, it's been a good journey, really.
Where's the motivation come to keep going? Because you talk about food poisoning, but eventually you must have reached a stage where you just thought, do you know, I cannot be bothered.
I've had those days. It's not certainly a walk in the park. But I think stubbornness, really. If I'm sort of the person that says he's going to do something, I'll get on and do it. And I've come back, and there's been days where I've just gone, you know, this is just a pain, and you're not in the mood. But just get on and do it. And for that reason as well, I have 6 or 8 different runs. And when I'm not in the mood, I have the straightest route possible so I can get my head down and just get it out of the way.
Yeah. Have you had any nasty side effects? Because doing 10K a day, your body, I guess, has some issues.
Yeah, I picked up a few injuries. I mean, the big thing about starting the challenge was the running every day is a completely different challenge from, say, running a race or even training for a marathon or anything like that. So the first one was the body going into shock, so I had to condition the body to actually running every day. And then I did pick up a hip injury coming down one of the hills I was doing, and that affected me for about 60 days. And from there I had actually a meeting with the doctor, and he says, well, the best thing to do is rest. And I said, right, well, that's not an option. What's next? So there's been things like the injury has been one of the main concerns for me.
Okay, right, so you're going to do your race today. Halfway through, as I say, you'll be exactly halfway through your challenge. Yep. An exciting landmark. So the second half, it's all in effect downhill. You've only got another 182.5 10Ks to do, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, come on then, let's start you off, and then we'll see you in about 5 minutes. I'm just going to, or 30 minutes, Rod. I'll just run with him for a bit. You can leave me whenever you want.
No, I just want to hear the pain. And we'd all like to hear the
pain. We're just running past Isaac Newton.
Yeah, keep going. You're still on air.
Oh, no. Surely the signal must have died by now.
No, I'm afraid not. Keep going. Keep going.
Isaac Newton on our left, the Guildhall on the right.
Oh, there goes the signal. You're lucky. You're lucky we've lost the signal. Okay, there he goes. David German. Following the 10K everyday man, Tim Bridle. That's astonishing, isn't it?
It doesn't sound so well.
It's very easy to say 10K every day. It comes a little bit different to actually do it, I would say.